also. And his new CD is Living Deliberately, and it's in both the gift shop and up at the Pfaff booth. And right now, Del Suggs.
Thank you, Carolyn. Thank y'all. Thanks. I'm awfully glad to be here. Thanks for coming out, sticking around, and all of you folks who came to hear Velma. Sorry. My very first folk festival, I was scheduled to follow Will McLean on the Azalea Garden stage. Will McLean was scheduled to perform right after me. And I was on at 4 o'clock. He was on at 4:30. And so I started playing to about two people. And about 15 minutes into my set, this huge crowd of people came and gathered. And I played till 4:30 and 4:35. And people are getting edgy and looking at their watches. And at that point, I paused and said, Will McLean came by just before I started and said he was not feeling well and was going to be unable to perform and asked me to go ahead and play the rest of his set. And so I played the rest of the hour, and most of the folks stuck around. And I've always been grateful to Will for getting sick on that day, because he probably established me as an artist here at the Folk Festival simply by not showing up. So that's not many folks can make that claim, I think. Play on the amphitheater stage, they have signers that interpret your music for you in American Sign Language. And I was talking to Diane yesterday, and she was asking me about some of my songs because, you know, some words can't really be translated literally. And she was asking me about this song. It's called Standing in the Rain. And the song is not anything at all about the weather. It's about the fall of civilization around us as we stand here. On a street named for the president, in the shadow of plants prime, a man is selling his own blood just to stay alive. It's a twisted contradiction, selling lifeblood just to live. When you're on the street and homeless, it's all you have to give. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing. But I am not clean. I am to blame. Shot is fired in Frenchtown and a 15-year-old runs. No one even notices the discharge of his gun. He's just another junkie with a monkey in his pipe, lying face down on the pavement. Dead stereotype. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing in the rain, but I am not clean. I am to blame. Are the crackheads on the street? It's the hungry and the helpless and the children we defeat. If I am my brother's keeper, then I truly am ashamed. It is falling all around me. I am standing in the rain. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing. I am standing, I am standing in the rain. Could you sing this with me? I am standing, I am standing, I am standing in the rain. One more time. I am standing, I am standing, I am standing. Standing in the Rain. That's from a CD I did called Floating on the Surface. I'm a really positive person. I'm a guy, if you hang around me long enough, you'll actually develop diabetes, you know. It's like, so I'm going to make an exception to what I normally would say and do right now. You know, we've all been really making nice about how grateful we are that the festival is happening this year. We're also thrilled that it came together. We're ignoring the fact that there are people that tried to do this festival in. And there are people in Tallahassee that will try to do this festival in again next year. And I want you to remember that when you go to the polls. And that's all I'm going to say about it. One of the first festivals over here that I played at, I did this song on the amphitheater stage, and when I came off stage, Barbara Beecham grabbed me and said, "Oh, you played that song by that Parsons boy." It's a song written by Graham Parsons. She said, "I remember when Graham used to come over here when he was at Bowles High School in Jacksonville and play for us." It's quite a distinguished heritage here. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. My mind was young and then it grew. My secret thoughts known only by just a few. It was a dream much too real to lean against too long. All the time I think she knew. Her comb still lies beside my bed. Her thoughts, they still dance inside my head. Lord, and the sun comes up without her. He just doesn't know she's gone. I remember everything she said. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Her comb still lies beside my bed. Her thoughts, they still dance inside my head. Lord, and the sun comes up without her. He just doesn't know she's gone. I remember everything she said. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Warm evenings, pale mornings, and bottle blues. And the tiny golden pins that she wore up in her hair.
brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes. Brass buttons, green silk, silver shoes.
Thank you. I just wrote that. I always wanted to record that, and I finally got to on the my new Living Deliberately CD. I did a show a couple of years ago. I got to open for Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas. You ever heard Nathan and the Zydeco Cha-Chas? This is a rockin' Zydeco band. These guys are so hot. And I was so excited. After the show, I actually went home and I said, you know, I've got to write a Zydeco song. You know, this is just too cool to pass on. So, you know, I started thinking, come on, you're like a sixth-generation Florida cracker. What do you know about Cajun music? You know, and then I thought, what is the greatest Cajun song of all time? Jambalaya. Who wrote it? Hank Williams from Montgomery, Alabama. I figured I owed it to myself to give it a shot, you know. So I wrote a song called Bio Josie. You got to imagine a squeeze box accordion going on behind this.
She go down to the bayou every day right at 3. She go down to the bayou, get some crawfish for me. She don't worry about gators, she don't worry none. She don't worry about gators, she's always packing a gun. She cooked the best stew that you ever tasted, Creole gumbo and etouffee, red beans, rice, and andouille sausage. Wash it all down with cafe au lait. She can tear up the dance floor every Saturday night. She can wear out the dance floor till they shoot out the lights. But don't get her started singing, she sound like she's calling hogs. Don't get her started singing, she'll scare off all your dogs. She cooked the best stew that you ever tasted, Creole gumbo and etouffee, red beans, rice, and andouille sausage. Wash it all down with cafe au lait. Her mama don't like me, I'm gonna change her mind. Her mama don't like me, just give me some time. 'Cause I love Bio Josie, and she loves me too. I love Bio Josie, et toi, merci beaucoup, et toi.
That's a story. I'm going to do a lot of new songs for you today. How's my time? A couple more? All right, great. I wrote this song on a flight from Cleveland to Hartford. I was thinking about my friends Lee Hunter and Arvid Smith from Tamerlan. And so I really wrote this song for them on the airplane. Really, I was trying to distract myself. You know, you ever get on the plane and there's somebody who'll sit down next to you and you can tell they want to talk as soon as they sit down, you know. And I'm thinking, I don't really want to talk. So I've learned that if you pull out your pad and you look really busy, people won't bother you, you know. So I got out my pad and I just kind of started looking busy, you know. And an hour and a half later, I had a song. Life is good that way. The song is called High Above the Hills of Sligo. Your basic happy Celtic murder ballad.
High above the hills of Sligo, where the spirits do abide, lives a legend of a widow and the grave she sits beside, in a dress as black as midnight, and a veil her face to hide, high above the hills of Sligo. Well, she lost her handsome Seamus to a highwayman, it seems, and the day they found his body was the day she lost her dreams. And so her life she buried with him, where the heather grows so green, high above the hills of Sligo. Well, they never found the highwayman who took her lover's life, but they know he was a coward. Seamus died without a fight. It was a dagger to the back that made a widow of his wife, high above the hills of Sligo. Robber lifed her Seamus, and he laid him down to die. But a curse was passed between them when he looked him in the eye. The love inside of Seamus now the robber occupies, high above the hills of Sligo. And for 40 years she's tended to the grave upon the hill. And for 40 years he's watched her. He's infatuated still. From a murderer to a guardian, and he cannot break the spell, high above the hills of Sligo. And high above the hills of Sligo, where the spirits do abide, lives a legend of a widow and the grave she sits beside, in a dress as black as midnight, and a veil her face to hide, high above the hills of Sligo. High above the hills of Sligo. High above the hills of Sligo.
Thank you. I'll do one more song for you, and then I'm going to head down to the gazebo and meet up, swap songs down there. And we were booked back-to-back down there about 8 years ago when the first year they had the music down at the River Gazebo. And the night before, Frank Thomas wandered by, and Grant and I were sitting around a campfire swapping songs. And so when 4 o'clock came the next day and we were supposed to be there, and Frank said, well, both you boys just get out there together and just swap songs like you did last night. And we did, and we had such a great time that we do it every year now. So it's probably my favorite gig of the year, the River Gazebo. So don't everybody come. It's not enough room for everybody. Okay. So. Trying to learn soft sell. It's really hard. I wrote this song after the Will McLean Festival about 3 years ago. I think every songwriter needs to write a festival song. This is my festival song.
Dusty roads we have traveled down alone, finding pieces of our songs shining brightly in the sand. It's quite a load that we carry on our own. Sometimes cuts us to the bone in ways we cannot understand. Round this campfire we have gathered, like the ravens, like the clouds. Clearly this is where we all belong. So before the night is over and we leave this sacred ground, let's sing one more song. Solitude is the way we live our lives. We assemble to confide fellow travelers on the way. Now include all those gathered at this fire. We are safe within our tribe. Till tomorrow is today. Round this campfire we have gathered, like the ravens, like the clouds. Clearly this is where we all belong. So before the night is over and we leave this sacred ground, let's sing one more song. Let's sing one more song.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening. God bless you.